This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is ripping his predecessor for comments that sowed doubts about America's commitment to protect its NATO allies from attack. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump said Saturday he once warned an alliance member the U.S. would not protect it from Russian attack if it was not paying enough for its own defense.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
For God's sake, it's dumb. It's shameful. It's dangerous. It's un-American.
The president says the U.S. commitment to NATO's Article 5, which holds that an attack on one ally is an attack on all, is sacred.
When America gives its word, it means something.
And says Trump doesn't get that the commitment works for the U.S. as well. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two officials say Israel and Hamas are making progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire and free hostages held in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. Key meetings continued on Tuesday between the sides in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. The talks are moving forward even after Israel intensified its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, from where it freed two hostages, but killed at least 74 Palestinians on Monday, according to local health officials. The leader of Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said on Tuesday the group had been able to prevent Israeli-linked ships from passing through the Gulf of Aden over the last week. Houthi militants who control Yemen's most populous regions have repeatedly fired on international commercial ships since mid-November. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.